it is associated with reduced risk for heart disease, reduced risk for stroke, reduced risk for type 2 diabetes, reduced obesity. You feel more full when you eat a whole grain.
Health experts will tell you that grains are a healthy part of every diet and that it's important to eat at least half our grains as whole grains. But what is a whole grain and why should we be eating them? On today's Sound Living, understanding the benefits of whole grains. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Even consumers who are aware of the health benefits of whole grains are often unsure how to find them and prepare them. Mary McHiggins is a nutrition specialist with K-State Research and Extension. Mary, let's just start with the basics. Whole grains, what are they?
They're foods that would have the endosperm, the bran, and the germ. For instance, a flour that's refined or a product that has flour in it would have just the endosperm. But the bran and the germ are important elements to the whole grain because they add so much nutrition. For instance, the bran adds fiber, which most people think, oh, sure, whole grain, that's fiber. But it's so much more than that. It's also B vitamins. It's also a lot of the minerals. For instance, up to 80% of the grain's minerals are in the bran layer and other healthful substances that are known as phytochemicals. And then in the germ, there's a lot of vitamin E, B vitamins, other trace minerals, the healthful unsaturated fats, and also more of those phytochemicals.
So this is really a way to get a lot of good nutrition through one source.
That's right. The new recommendation, which is maybe you couldn't say it's brand new anymore, it's almost 2 years old now, make half your grains whole is the recommendation that the Dietary Guidelines for Americans gives. And so the benefit of doing that is good taste, flavor. That's always important for people when they're eating. That's the most important thing. But also convenience is important, and you can get many convenient whole grains. And then, as I mentioned, that good nutritional value.
Talk a little bit more about finding whole grains, because you see it on the packaging in the stores, but you're never 100% sure just from looking at the outside of the box.
There are a few products that say whole grain. And so in large letters, if the package says whole grain, then you know you've got it. Except if it says made with whole grain. And that's misleading because you might think, well, this is a whole grain product. It doesn't have the most whole grain. It might just have a fraction of the flour, for instance, might be whole grain and the rest of it refined. Another way to look is if it has a whole grain health claim, which many products have a little statement that says something about the fact that diets rich in whole grain foods and low in fat may reduce the risk of heart disease. For instance, it might have a claim like that. Another way, and the best way to do it, is to look for the ingredient list. And the first ingredient should be a whole grain. For instance, whole wheat flour or rolled oats, or some other whole grain listed first, and then the other ingredients would be after that. A final way to tell would be to look at the nutrition facts label. That's not for sure that you've got a whole grain, but if you're comparing two products, generally the whole grain product would have a little more fiber. So you might be looking at maybe 2 or 3 grams of fiber per serving, whereas a refined flour product would only have 1 gram. Of fiber.
So you're looking for the higher content.
Right. And I hesitate to say that because it's not for sure. They might have added bran as opposed to having the whole grain, which would include also the germ. But that's just another way. And the ingredient list is generally really tiny print. So you might need a magnifying glass if you don't see well, because it might blend into the background of the package. You know, they just don't highlight that very well.
When I think of whole grain, I think primarily of breads. That's one source, but I'm sure there's many others.
There are brown rice or wild rice would be a whole grain. Oats, oatmeal cooked or put into a cookie, for instance, that would be a source of whole grain. Popcorn is a good one. A lot of people don't think of popcorn as a whole grain, but it is. And then certainly the whole wheat, which everybody usually thinks of first for the whole wheat. Those are the most common. There's some less common ones. Buckwheat, for instance, if you're making pancakes, you can have buckwheat pancakes. Or kasha, which are buckwheat oats. Sort of you'd use it as a side dish, for instance, sort of like a rice substitute. Cracked wheat or bulgur is another whole grain. And then there's many others like whole rye or whole cornmeal. But those, when you buy cornmeal muffins, for instance, or rye bread in the United States, it's generally not the whole grain. They've generally removed portions of that grain.
Why the push now for more whole grains into the diet? What are the health benefits?
Well, I already mentioned some of those benefits of increased nutrition, but it is associated with reduced risk for heart disease, reduced risk for stroke, reduced risk for type 2 diabetes, reduced obesity. You feel more full when you eat a whole grain. It has all of those components, and so there's better satisfaction in terms of not eating as much calories, perhaps. And then the most common first thought is, as I mentioned, fiber and whole grain. And so there's certainly a lot of GI benefits. Your gastrointestinal tract is more healthy if you eat whole grains.
Now, is there a limit on this? Do you want to move into this slowly if you decide to add more whole grain to your diet?
Generally speaking, people in the United States eat one serving of whole grains, a little less than one, actually, per day. And the recommendation, as I mentioned, is to eat half of your grains as whole grain. So most people would have 5, 6, maybe even 7 grains. So that would be 3 to 4 servings. And if they're used to eating 0 to 1, and they just automatically one day decided they were going to start eating 4, they might have some upset stomach. They might have too much fiber in their diet all at once. So as they increase, they should increase just a few servings a day, not go all at once. Certainly, it's good to do that over time, like over a 1 or 2 week period. And they should also add fluid to their diet so that they're drinking plenty of liquids, and that way they don't have a problem. Instead of trying to help their health, they find out that they've got a problem. But that's generally true with virtually everything. Moderation is good, and if you haven't been doing anything, just gradually increase it, just like we recommend with physical activity. The recommendation is to go for 30 to 60 minutes of physical activity every day. But if you've been used to not doing more than 5, then you don't want to start out with 60.
And this is something that the whole family can take part in. This isn't just something for older adults.
Very much so. Children, you want to reduce their risk for heart disease. You want to reduce their risk for cancer, for GI problems with their gastrointestinal tract. So everybody in the family should definitely be using whole grains, except for the baby that's still just drinking milk, for instance. Less than 1 year, 1.5 years, you don't want to have too much whole grain in their diet because they're not having that much adult-type foods in their diet.
And really the key here is finding the whole grain and then just adding it in. It's not really something you have to make a big deal about with the kids, is it?
No, it's not. And if you've got a child that's picky, for instance, maybe they only like a certain kind of cereal for breakfast, you could mix their cereal, perhaps have half of each kind in their bowl. Or you could go with a product that is not necessarily whole grain as the first ingredient, but certainly includes whole grain. Again, a way to gradually introduce, sort of like we used to do with milk. If people were used to drinking whole milk, then instead of going straight to skim milk, you could go with 2% and then down to 1% and finally down to the fat-free milk. Whereas with whole grains, instead of going from totally refined food products like white bread and saltine crackers that don't have any whole grain in them and cereals that have no whole grain, gradually introduce the whole grain so that you buy a brand that has some whole grain but maybe isn't 100%.
Gives your body and your taste buds a chance to kind of readjust.
And even your eyes. Sometimes children especially are used to seeing pasta, for instance, as white. And so if you've got a child that would balk at having brown pasta that has the whole grain in it, maybe you put the spaghetti sauce on in the kitchen and then bring it to the table. And so then it looks red instead of white or brown. Or you mix it. I've done that plenty of times. You put in some whole grain and some white pasta. And that way, even the adults get a chance to get used to it. And you could even go with some of the colors of pasta, and that way they're not whole grain because of the colors, like green is from spinach, which is a vegetable and it doesn't have to do with whole grain. But it's just a way to mix it up at the dinner table and have people continue to be interested in the meal instead of the same old, same old.
Or just tell them the pasta has spinach in it and then they'll like the brown, right? The other thing that people will want to keep in mind is when it comes to breads, you don't have to go with the dark bread anymore either because they've changed that to where it looks just like regular old white bread.
That's right. There's a flour that's whole grain, but it's white. And so the bread then would look white if you made it with that. And you can buy brands of bread that are already in the package. Generally, they're not whole grain 100%. They're made with whole grains, but you can buy fluffy white whole grain bread. You could buy the dark, dense, more traditional type of bread that's whole grain. You could go with something that is more like a snack food, like the popcorn, as I mentioned, or the whole wheat crackers to introduce whole grains. So if you're not into the heavy, dense products, that's fine. You don't have to do that in order to go with whole grain. Anything that's made with oats is generally a lighter color. So if you wanted to go with a muffin, for instance, you could add some rolled oats to the muffin or buy it with oats. And that way you could have a lighter color product if you object to that dark brown.
And really, once you start buying these products, it becomes almost second nature. It may take a while to identify them the first few times, but then you kind of get used to which are the whole grains and which are not.
That's true. I like to write it down on my shopping list by brand because that way I don't have to keep looking. And if people don't have forever in a grocery store and they sort of get impatient thinking, well, I can't look at all those ingredient lists, certainly doing it all the same day is unrealistic. So look for one that is in the cereal aisle one time when you're shopping, and then look for another kind that maybe is in the bakery aisle. The second time you go shopping, look for a rice product that you like that has the whole grain, either the brown rice or the wild rice. And you can buy convenience products. You can buy the kind that's microwavable or maybe that's the instant. You don't have to go back to using one that takes 20 to 30 minutes to boil, although there's nothing wrong with that either. There's so much opportunity to buy whole grain. And we've seen in the last couple of years since those new dietary recommendations came out to make half your grains whole, just an explosion of products that are out on the market. Unfortunately, there's also some, I guess you could say, doubtful products claims, something that says multi-grain, a lot of people think, well, that must be a whole grain. It's got so many different kinds. They might be multiple. There are two or three different grains there, but they're not whole. So you have to be savvy as a shopper and read that ingredient label. If it doesn't say whole wheat or it doesn't say the oats or one of those other products that I mentioned, then it's going to be refined. And certainly enriched flour is healthful. I'm not trying to say it's not, but it doesn't give that powerful punch of nutrients that whole grains do.
Yeah, if you're trying to add whole grains, you want to make sure that you truly are adding the whole grains.
That's right. And the expense of a product that says stone ground or says multi-grain is maybe a clue that this finally is a whole grain product. But you can't check to see if a product is whole grain by the cost. A lot of products that aren't whole grain cost much more than an inexpensive box of whole grain cereal or an inexpensive bread loaf that's whole grain.
That's Mary Mac Higgins, a nutrition specialist with K-State Research and Extension. More information on whole grains and healthy eating is available on the Extension's website, www.ksre.ksu.edu. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. and this is the K-State Radio Network.